Audio 3.13.
Today we're talking about what inspires artists. Our guest is Martin Novak, who is an art historian and a huge fan of Edvard Munch. You know everything about this painter, Martin. Tell us, please, a little bit about his life and his masterpiece, The Scream.
Hi, everybody. Yes, one of my passions is expressionism, and Edvard Munch was an expressionist painter. He was born in Norway in 1863 and died in 1944. The Scream is one of the paintings that everybody recognizes immediately and is often a source of inspiration. But actually, the painting is surprisingly simple. There's a bridge, a landscape of a fjord, and hills. And there's also the sky, which is colourful, but also disturbing. In the foreground, there's a figure that may be masculine or feminine, and it looks scared. In the background, we can see two other figures who are on the bridge. But what inspired Munch to paint it? Here's what he wrote in his diary. One evening, I was walking along the path. The city was on one side and the fjord below. I felt tired and ill. I stopped and looked out over the fjord. The sun was setting and the clouds turning blood red. I sensed a scream passing through nature. It seemed to me that I heard the scream. I painted this picture, painted the clouds as actual blood. The colour screamed. This became the scream. So it seems that Munch was inspired by the sky with its many colours.
That's really fascinating. I thought the painting showed some apocalypse, like a war or something. Anyway, our time's up. Thank you.